Scene 39, safety take one.
These Superior Home Co. features don't just happen either. They're the result of a full-time, year-round program in power motor research and development carried on at the Western Tool and Stamping Company. Let me take you through one of our plants for a few moments to show you how Home Co. mowers are made. Engineering. Our engineers and planning board always work 12 to 24 months in advance with the design and development of new models. Testing and research. After complete specifications for a new model,
41. Scene 41, safety take one.
Engineering. Our engineers and planning board always work 12 to 24 months in advance with the design and development of new models. Testing and research. After complete specifications for a new model have been worked out, a mock-up is constructed. Field testing for 12 months to 2 years duplicates actual mowing conditions. Tool and die shop. All major tools and dies used in production of our power mowers are made in this... Whoops.
Cut.
All right, let's take it.
Scene 43, safety take one.
Tool and die shop. All major tools and dies used in production of our power mowers are made in this department. Here, skilled craftsmen work with modern, up-to-date equipment, creating precision dies for forming our steel parts.
Scene 43, safety take two.
Tool and die shop. All major tools and dies used in our power mowers, God bless it.
It isn't? Scene 43, take three.
Tool and die shop. All major tools and dies used in production of our power mowers are made in this department. Here, skilled craftsmen work with modern, up-to-date equipment, creating precision dies for forming our steel parts. Metal stamping. Here, a mammoth 300-ton press stamps out three or four pieces at a time, some as large as the complete rotary mower, to keep costs at a minimum. Die casting. A special zinc alloy cast material is used in our die casting machines that give extra strength and stamina to gears, clutch parts, and other applications. Heat treating. The austempering method produces heat-treated steel, possessing the highest possible combination of toughness, durability, and hardness, ideal for lawnmower applications. Electrostatic painting. A conveyor carries power mower stampings through an automatic electrostatic painting process. The sprayed paint is charged positively, and the parts are charged negatively, making the paint cling in an even layer over the entire surface. The painted parts then move through a bake oven. The baked mower paint job is comparable to that of fine automobiles. And finally, assembly. 15 ultra-modern assembly lines operate 12 months a year to keep up with production and shipping. Quite a trip, wasn't it? And quite a layout. But now, for that dramatic moment you've all been waiting for.
Scene 43, safety take one.
Tool and die shop. All major tools and dies used in production of our power mowers are made in this department. Here, skilled craftsmen work with modern, up-to-date equipment, creating precision dies for forming our steel parts.
Pick it up real good. Scene 43, safety take two.
Tool and die shop. All major tools and dies used in production of our power mowers are made in this department. Here, skilled craftsmen work with modern, up-to-date equipment, creating precision dies for forming our steel parts. Metal stamping. Here, a mammoth 300-ton press stamps out three or four pieces at a time, some as large as the complete rotary mower, to keep costs at a minimum. Die...
Okay.
Where are we taking?
Scene 41, rewrite take one.
Our engineers and planning board always work 12 to 24 months in advance with the design and development of new models. In the testing and research department, after complete specifications for a new model have been worked out...
Hold it. God... Okay, kids.
Scene 41, rewrite take 2.
Our engineers and planning board always work 12 to 24 months in advance with the design and development of new models. In the testing and research department, after complete specifications for a new model have been worked out, a mock-up is constructed. Field testing for up to 2 years duplicates actual mowing conditions. All major tools and...
Ready?
Metal stamping. Here
cut.
A...
Cut. Scene 44, rewrite, take 1.
In metal stamping, a mammoth 300-ton press stamps out 3 or 4 pieces at a time, some as large as the complete rotary mower, to keep costs at a minimum. A special zinc alloy material is used in our die-casting machines that gives extra strength and stamina to gears, clutch parts, and other applications. The austempering method of heat treating produces steel possessing the highest possible combination of toughness, durability, and hardness, ideal for lawnmower applications. A conveyor carries power mower stampings through an automatic electrostatic painting process. The sprayed paint is charged positively, and the parts are charged negatively, making the paint cling in an even layer over the entire surface. The painted parts then move through a bake oven. The baked mower paint... 40 cents.
Scene 47, rewrite, take 1.
A conveyor carries power mower stampings through an automatic electrostatic painting process. The sprayed paint is charged positively, and the parts are charged negatively, making the paint cling in an even layer over the entire surface. The painted parts then move through a bake oven. The baked mower paint job is comparable to that of fine automobiles. 15 ultra-modern assembly lines operate 12 months a year to keep up with production and shipping. Quite a trip, wasn't it? And quite a layout. But now, for that dramatic moment you've all been waiting for. Presenting the 1959 Poweramic line of Homeco power mowers and lawn equipment. The line of unbeatable value, quality, and saleability. Quite a trip, wasn't it? And quite a layout. But now, for that dramatic moment you've all been waiting for. Presenting the 1959 Poweramic line of Homeco power mowers and lawn equipment. The line of unbeatable values, quality, and saleability. 49.
Scene 49, take 1.
Hold
cut.
It.
Scene 49, take 2.
Quite a trip, wasn't it? And quite a layout. But now, for that dramatic moment you've all been waiting for. Presenting the 1959 Poweramic line of Homeco power mowers and lawn equipment. The line of unbeatable value. Models JK59, RM69, and RF79. 18, 20, and 22-inch push-type rotaries. Model RA89, 22-inch self-propelled rotary with a revolutionary new disc drive.
Cut.
Let's do that over.
Scene 50, take 1. Okay. Scene 50, take 1.
Models JK59, RM69, and RF79. 18, 20, and 22-inch push-type rotaries. Model RA89, 22-inch self-propelled rotary with a revolutionary new disc drive.
Cut.
All right.
Scene 50, take 2.
Models JK59, RM69, and RF79. 18, 20, and 22-inch push-type rotaries. Model RA89, 22-inch self-propelled rotary with a revolutionary new disc drive. Model AP922, 22-inch Long Scout promotional rotary for selling up. Model AE180, 24-inch rotary rider with new blade disconnect, new streamlined design, and new power. Models LP228 and LP230. 18 and 20 inch self-propelled reel type mowers with the magic handle. Model RR140. 30 inch reel rider with the automobile type transmission. Model PA258 motor arm with 5 top quality attachments. Snow plow, edger and trimmer, 22 inch self-propelled rotary, tiller, and 20-inch reel-type mower. Models HS720 and HS728, 20 and 28-inch push-type sweepers with all new design and lift-out baskets. Models PS124, 24-inch power sweeper, and model PE99, complete edger and trimmer.
Scene 50, take 3.
Models JK59, RM69, and RF79. 18, 20, and 22-inch push-type rotaries. Model RA89. 22-inch self-propelled rotary with a revolutionary new disc drive. Model AP922. 22-inch lawn scout. Cut it.
Scene 58, take 1.
Model AP922. 22-inch Lawn Scout, promotional rotary for selling up.
Cut.
Jesus. Lawn Scout.
Lawn Scout promotional.